בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, משתבח שמו רבותיי. So, this week's parasha Korach, the first part of this parasha gets all the attention, usually, because it's, you know, all the stories and everything, it's very gishmak, and, you know, it's not really gishmak, because 200 people first die, Korach Vadato, and then another 14,700 people die. There's a lot of people dying in this week's parasha, which is very tragic, but the last part of the parasha doesn't really have so much... people don't really pay attention to it so much. What's the next part of the parasha? All of the dinim of Tumot Ma'asrot. And guess what? All the famous psukim about shlichut. Ken tarimu benechshav lachem trumatchem. Mikan she'atruma mitelet b'machshava. Ken tarimu gam atem trumat Hashem. What do we learn from gam atem? Lerabot sheluchachem. All the huge drushes and the most lamdish zachim and shas are in parashat Korach. So people don't usually pay attention to that, but I will. So therefore, a very common issue that comes up. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're past the Shemitah year, so we have much less issues Shemitah related now. There's always Israeli / Palestinian produce, depending on, you know, what part of the political spectrum the company is on. Sometimes you'll see product of Israel. Many times you'll see product of Palestine, or, you know, depending on how woke the company is. So, but whatever it is, you go to Costco, you go to BJ's and stuff like that, and you find Israeli produce. So I'm not talking now about Shnat HaShemitah, when there are issues of Shemitah produce, by fruits, Heter Mechira, or not, that's one thing. Vegetables of Shemitah have Isur Esfichin, that's another issue. At this point of the year, it's pretty, you know, you can pretty safely assume that most of the Israeli produce, not forget about the Israeli market, but even on the American / anywhere in Chutz La'aretz market, is probably not from Shvi'it anymore, in general. I mean, it's hard to find out. If you can, why not? But let's assume for now. Let's assume that it's not. So if it's not Shvi'it, then we have other issues surrounding Trumot Ma'asot, because one of the major things that in Eretz Yisrael is Nohig, and not in Chutz La'aretz, is Trumot Ma'asot. Last week we spoke about Challah, and the Chachamim did establish mitzvah hafrashat challah in chutz la'aretz also, shelo tishtakach torat challah, but we don't find that they did that for Trumot Ma'asrot. So Trumot Ma'asrot, that's why you ask any random American guy, you have any idea how to take off Trumot Ma'asrot, or what Trumot Ma'asrot are? Truma gdola, Trumat Ma'asir, Ma'asir Yishon, Ma'asir Sheni. You have Ma'asir Ani, then you have Ola, and Demai, and Nitr Va'i, and all sorts of terms that if you're not fluent in Mishnayot Zra'im, or, you know, Talmud Yerushalmi, or if you live in Eretz Yisrael, and even in Eretz Yisrael, many, many people, even among the Haredim, don't know how, because today, you know, just in Eretz Yisrael, it's interesting. You go to any random food store, supermarket, or whatever, just like when you buy meat or other foods, there's a Teudah, there's also a Teudah on fruits and vegetables. That's an interesting thing. You know that, because of Trumot Ma'asrot. Sometimes there's from the Rabbanut, sometimes from Mahadrin, whatever. That's already a different story. But the question becomes, when you have these fruits or vegetables, sometimes you see these alerts, you know, these kashrus alerts, and, you know, Jeff oranges being sold in Costco, yarek vel yavod, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? They give these like very, very blood curdling kashrus alerts, and you have to know halachically. First of all, never learn any halachot from social media. You know, the fact that somebody posted something on social media doesn't necessarily make it halacha. This is asur, this is mutar, ashpatli. Social media is gehinnam. So you don't learn halachot from there. Just like sometimes people learn halachot from the sidur. Oh, the sidur said to do this, and then the sidur posik. You know what I'm saying? You have to. So if you don't learn halachot from the sidur, you certainly don't learn halachot from social media. Or this guy posted this alert, that. Take it easy. Let's learn through Shas and Poskim what would be the halacha in terms of perot of Eretz Yisrael that leave Eretz Yisrael and enter Chutz La'aretz. In terms of Trumot Ma'asrot. I'm not talking about Shvi'it now. It's a different discussion. So,
is there a difference if you're eating it in Eretz Yisrael or just taking it out? Same thing,
right? If you're eating in Eretz Yisrael, then for sure it's Chayav Trumot Ma'asrot. That's where it grew.
So it's different if you take it out?
Well, that's what we're going to have to figure out. Because it was grown in Eretz Yisrael, but now it's been taken out. It's been exported from Israel to America. So now the Shaila becomes, so what does that mean in terms of Trumot Ma'asrot? Now it doesn't come with any Rabbanut or any Ashgacha or whatever. Sometimes it does. Sometimes I've seen a company called Dorot Carrots. I don't know if you saw them. They sell them sometimes. And on the bag, it says, no, not Badaz. But it says, you know, Be'ashgachat Rabbanut, whatever. And Trumot Ma'asrot have been taken, Shalom. So whether or not you want to be Samech on the Rabbanut, that's a different issue altogether. But naniach. But the issue right now is, you know, random Jaffa oranges and other Israelis, sometimes there's peppers, but random fruits and vegetables, doesn't say the tumot ma'aser to take it home, just there. So the shaila is, do I have to do it myself? Now, if you want to do it yourself, without a beracha, go for it. If you know how to do it. The shaila is, if it's mechuyav, if it's something that a person didn't do, is it oser? You know, a lot of people make a lot of noise, but the shaila is, what's the halacha? There's an interesting Mishnah in Masechet Chala. Now, don't forget, like I told you last week, Chala is a form of teruma, right? As the Torah says, Chala tarimu teruma. So the Mishnah says Masechet Chala as follows. Here we go. Perot ha-yotzim. Perot chutz la'aretz she-nichnesu la'aretz chayavim b'chala. Everybody agrees. If fruits were grown in chutz la'aretz and entered Eretz Yisrael, it's chayav b'chala midrabanan. Why? Because since you're eating in Eretz Yisrael, so the Rabbanan said, you got to do it. Now, what about the other way around? What happens if the fruits were grown in Eretz Yisrael and left to Chutz La'aretz? Rabbi Eliezer mechayev, Rabbi Akiva poter. Rabbi Eliezer says chayav b'trumot ma'asrot, and Rabbi Akiva says patur. Now, in general, klal hashas machloket between Rabbi Akiva and one other Tana. What's the halacha? Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero v'lo mechaverav. That's the rule. So over here, even though Rabbi Eliezer was, can you open up the thing? It's oppressively hot. I'm like, schwitzing. I'm just going to let in some more chlorine. Anyway, Bekitzer. No, it's not, whatever. Anyway, but whatever it is, so halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Miforash, the perot that left over here. Obviously, chala, you don't take off of perot. Over there, it's talking about grain, right? But the same would apply to Tumot Ma'asrot, that according to Rabbi Akiva, if it left Eretz Yisrael, patur. Yeah. That's the halacha. If you look in Tur and Rambam and Shulchan Aruch says Meforash Yoredea Shin Lamed Aleph. That's Hilchot Trumot Ma'asrot in Shulchan Aruch. It's one of the longest simanim in the entire Shulchan Aruch. So over there he says Meforash like the Rambam and Halacha Rabbi Akiva that Perot of Eretz Yisrael that left Perot of Eretz Yisrael that left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz are patur from Chala from Tur. Well, Chala Midrabanan would be Chayav here anyway, but Trumot Ma'asrot would be patur. Okay. So it sounds like we can end the shiur right here. Yeah? Hold on tight. Now, the Ra'avad classically argues on this Rambam over here. The Ra'avad says, even when Rabbi Akiva says patur, he only means patur midoraita. But it's still, even Rabbi Akiva is mechayev midrabbana. Which means, according to the Ra'avad, Rabbi Eliezer who says chayav, he's talking about din Torah. And Rabbi Akiva who says patur, he's talking about din Torah, but midrabbanan, still chayav. Now, Rov Kechol HaPoskim, understand, not like this, the Rambam obviously doesn't say that. When the Rambam and the Sephanim say, Patur, without saying anything else, what does Patur mean? Patur means a Gamre. Not the Oraita, not the Rabbanan. If the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch held like the Ravid, that it's Chayav, B'Trumot Ma'asrot, Midrabbanan, according to Rabbi Akiva, they would have said what? Chayav Midibrahim, something like that. They wouldn't have left it open-ended and said, Patur. Yeah, this is Sifra Alacha. Sifra Alacha, you don't write ambiguous things. When you're writing a Sifra Alacha, you got to write clear as day. Like I've said many times before, the silence of Rishonim is worth pages in the Acharonim. You know that. How many Acharonim, how many Mefarshim do you see later Mefarshim that talk about the silence of the Rambam, the silence of the Rif? Why didn't you say that? And they're, you know, Taut Sofer, Lo Siyem Dvarav, Satam Dvarav. Don't work like that by Rishonim. That's what it is. Now, there's another machloket. So that's one thing. We hold like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Patur Legamre, Ben Midoraita, Ben Midrabanan. However, there's another issue that we have to deal with. The Bach. Who's that Bach? Rabbi Chadash. Who's that?
Sirkis.
Yeah, he's the Abedin in Krakow. Yeah, about a door and a half after Maran Shulchan Aruch, Eposek Adir. So the Bach, right in the beginning of his, what did he write on the Bach? Hakatan. It's on the other side of the Bet Yosef. And that's how we Sfaradim know him, from the other side. Anyway, Bikitsu. So, Mikol Makom. See? Probably said something I shouldn't have said. Yeah, Mikol Makom. Sorry. So the Bach writes in the beginning of Siman Shin Lamed Aleph on the tour. He says that when the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like Rabbi Akiva, it's Patur. Now again, you probably have seen this in Shas many times. At what point of growth or preparation, do fruits and vegetables become chayav b'trumot u'ma'asrot? That's growth. No, well, but at what point you're still able to eat it arai? You're still able to eat it arai. At what point does produce become chayav b'trumot u'ma'asrot such that at this point I can't eat it arai anymore? Oh, yafe. Gmar melacha. What's gmar melacha? Meruach. Which means when it's piled up and then you nicely smooth it out and now it's piled up nice and ready to go, that's called gmar melacha, chayav b'mas. Says the Bach, even if the meruach, which is the chiyuv ma'aser, happened in Eretz Yisrael before the export, which means they didn't just pick it off the tree, put it into a box and ship it, which means they piled it up, nice, they made the gmar melacha in Eretz Yisrael, which means the chiyuv of trumot ma'asrot was chal in Eretz Yisrael and then it exports it, says the Bach, still the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch mean to say it's patur, which means what's poter according to them is what? The fact that it left Eretz Yisrael. Kavdata Bach. However, many poskim disagree with the Bach. The Mishneh LaMelech, Radbaz, and other mitparshim on the Rambam. Who's Mishneh LaMelech? No, it's case of Mishneh. Who's the Mishneh LaMelech? You see him in the Rambam, no? Mize. You never asked? Rabbeinu Yehuda Rosanis was his name. Yeah, Ashkenazim usually pronounce it Rosanis because they thought he was Ashkenazi. He's not Rosenzweig. Katur Rosanis. He was from Turkey. He was the Rebbe and some say maternal grandfather of Rabbeinu Yaakov Chuli. Who's that? Me'am Lo'ayez. People, get with the program. Anyway, Mikol Makom. Me'met kacha, no? So he says, the Mishneh LaMelech and also the Radbaz, Rabbeinu David Ben Zimra, Ben Dorov, Marana Bet Yosef, older than him, they both write that when the Rambam says that if the Perot leave Eretz Yisrael, it's patur, it's only if it left Eretz Yisrael, kodem meruach, before the Gmar Melacha, before it was mitchayev, it's Rumot Ma'asrot. But if meruach already happened in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayav, even if it was shipped to Chutz La'aretz, it's still going to be chayav, it's Rumot Ma'asrot, which is a huge, huge, huge machloket. It's machloket lekan ukan. The Minchat Chinuch, without getting into the whole thing, Minchat Chinuch, Rabbeinu Yosef Babad, היה גאון עצום, he's one of the chief מפרשים on the Sefer HaChinuch. He proves כדעת הבח, especially from the stima of the, again, the stima of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam speaks volumes. You know, it's, what do they say? Listen carefully. Maran says that if Perot Eretz Yisrael that left the Chutz La'aretz, Turim mitrumot u'ma'asrot. If Maran and the Rambam held that there was enough kamina, where was Nitmareach, then what should he have added in? Im Nitmareach Beretz Yisrael Chayavim. No, then Pturim. He's completely sotem. They say that speaks volumes. Not only that, there's a Raya Meforeshet. It's very interesting. The Sefer HaChinuch brings a Raya from none other than the Kesef Mishneh. Mize. He's bringing a Raya to Maran from Maran. Also, there's another Rambam. Listen carefully. The Rambam says as follows. פרק י"ג מלכות מעשרות, פירות שידוע שהם ארץ ישראל, מתעשרים דמי בכל ארץ ישראל ובסוריה. Which means, any fruits that you know that are grown in ארץ ישראל, you have to take off. דמי means ספק מעשרות, you have to take off מעשרות מספק in all of ארץ ישראל and the, you know, the nearby provinces of Syria, which was also כיבוש יחיד, it's חייב לתרוק מעשרות מדרבנן. And therefore, now, says the Kesef Mishneh, very interesting thing, watch what the Kesef Mishneh says on the Rambam. He writes like this. אבל בחוץ לארץ פטורים. כמו שכתבנו, פרק א', מהלכות תרומות, שפירות ארץ ישראל שיצאו לחוץ לארץ פטורים, which means, פירות ארץ ישראל, that you knew that grew in ארץ ישראל, you have to take off דמי in ארץ ישראל לחוץ לארץ, but פירות ארץ ישראל says the כסף משנה, פירות ארץ ישראל that went out לחוץ לארץ, what's the הלכה? פטורים. Says the מלכת חינוך, he says, wait a second. If the הלכה was like the משנה למלך and the Radbaz and the other poskim who say that if meruach happened in Eretz Yisrael, you're still chayav to take off ma'asrot in Chutz La'aretz, then why did the Rambam, why did the Kesef Mishneh himself say that perot Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz La'aretz are always patur? It's not always patur. Perot Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz La'aretz are not always patur according to the Mishneh LaMelech and the Radbaz, because what? When would it be chayav according to them? If meruach happened in Eretz Yisrael. From the fact that Maran is medayek bedat Rambam, that perot Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz La'aretz are always patur mitrumot ma'asrot, says Minchat Chinuch, Ra'ayah Meforeshet, that Maran holds bedat Rambam, that even if Meruah happened in Eretz Yisrael, it will still be patur from Terumot Ma'asrot. Indeed, Behemet, there's a sefer on Hilchot Zra'im, on Terumot Ma'asrot and Shvi'it. It's called Kerem Tzion, written by a Gaon of Isser Zalman Meltzer. He writes in Kodash that the Minchat Chinuch is correct, and he brings it Ayah to the Bach against the Mishneh LaMelech and the Radbaz, and so does his son-in-law, his illustrious son-in-law, who is the illustrious son-in-law of Rabbi Zalman, Rav Aaron, in Mishnat Rabbi Aharon on Dinei Zra'im. He says Meforash, I'll tell you where the Ma'amokim is. Mishnat Rabbi Aharon, Yored De'asiman Mem, he says Meforash, like his father-in-law, that the Bach is correct. The Bach in the case of Mishneh are correct, B'dat Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and even if Meruach happened in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is the fruits and vegetables are completely patur when they go from Terumot Ma'asrot, when they go to Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, so far so good? We good? Sounds like right now you find random Israeli fruits and vegetables in Costco, which would be the halacha right now. Look it. Aval Maran. Kibanu Raot Maran. Kibanu Raot Rambam. Lo lefachid. Yeah, would you be afraid of holding like Maran? Lo lefachid. However, we're not done yet. The Chazon Ish vehemently disagrees with the Bach. He holds very much that Perot, Eretz said that went out to Chutz La'aretz. First, forget about the Ra'avan, but he says we have to hold like the Mishneh Lamelech, and who says that if it was Nitmareach in Eretz Yisrael, and then it goes to Chutz La'aretz, you have to take off Terumot Ma'asrut. And then he says, the Chazon Ish uses such a Lashon, V'yesh bodim minibam lomar, shamimareach al menat lo'otziam lechul patur. Some say that there is an opinion that if you do meruach in Eretz Yisrael with the kavanah to take it out to Chutz La'aretz, that it's patur. Bechol ze Torah chadasha, and he says this is a Torah chadasha. It doesn't exist. Maran zechonu lebrachan Yabi Omer goes nuts on this. He says be'emet on in kol hakavod lechazon ish. The Bach is Torah chadasha. Yeah, Bach, Kesef Mishneh, Rabbi Aharon Mikarli, many geone olam that Rabbi Zalman, they all understood like that. He says that Torah Chadasha. He says that Lashon is a little bit too harif. He says, you want to disagree with it? They say that. But Torah Chadasha is not. The Chazon Ish. Yeah, so that was the, that was, now.
What was his reason behind?
Because he understood very much, he understood the Rambam, like the Magid Mishneh, and like the Radbam. Say that, fine, it is a legitimate Shita, but to say that it doesn't exist, it does too. That's number one. Number two, listen carefully. You might say, well, maybe we should be Choshesh for the Chazon Ish. That's why, by the way, many Ashkenazim would be machmir. Because the Chazon Ish said so. But at the end of the day, hold on. I'm not done with Ashkenazi posting. Rabbi Zalman was also an Ashkenazi posek. So was Rav Aaron. So was the Fisher, Dine Fisher, in Eben Yisrael. I'll tell you soon. Many, many Ashkenazi poskim are mekin. Listen carefully. You might say, hey, wait a second. Maybe there's a suffix fekal le'achmir to tell me that I have to take off. What's the suffix fekal le'achmir? Number one, maybe the halacha is kedaat ra'avad, that fruits that were grown in Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz La'aretz are always chayav midrabanan, according to Rabbi Akiva. And even if you want to tell me the halacha is like the Rambam, not like the Ra'avad, maybe if the meruach happened in Eretz Yisrael, halacha is like the Mishneh LaMelech, that you're chayav. So what do we just do? By the way, safik sfikaz don't only work lakim. Safik sfikaz work lachmir as well. So why don't we say safik sfika over here to be mechayev? Hafrashat tumot ma'asot bechul. Says, huh? What's the oraita?
The maaser.
Then so even more so.
That's what you should be machmir.
So that's it. Tell me, be machmir baba, right?
So is it not machmir?
Shut it down.
Is it not machmir?
I'm asking you a question.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now listen carefully. Avadok dor baba. Now listen. Yeah. Ma ze lo yazor lecha. You know, mutar o asur asher. I'm not talking teeth. I'm talking poskim. Now, bekitzur. Listen carefully. Maran Zichron Bracha brings a famous Pnei Yoshua in Ketubot Daftit. The whole sugya of Safek Sfika, the biggest sugya in Shach about Safek Sfika is where? In Ketubot, right? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Naomir Petach Patua Matzati, Neiman Leosar Alam, and then that whole daf, all the tasters over there, all chock full of Dine Safek Sfika. The Pnei Yoshua on Tosfot, on Daf Tet Amud Aleph in Ketubot, says Miforash, that even in general, we will make a Safek Sfika Le'achmir, but if it's a din de rabbanan, you don't say safek sfekot la'achmir. It says meforash, and many other poskim. The Shach also says that in Yored De'asim al Kufiyud, and therefore la'alacha, you listen carefully, terumot u'ma'asrot bizman hazeh, first of all, even bizman that Beit HaMikdash was Kayam, and all of Am Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael when Truma was Doraita. The Torah says in this week's parasha, there are only three things that are Chayav B'Trumot U'Ma'asrot Min HaTorah. What are they? You're killing me. It's also Parashat HaShavua. The Torah says, Kol Chelev Yitzhar, V'chol Chelev Tirosh V'Dagan, Reshitam, which means, what's Yitzhar? Olive oil, Tirosh, wine, grapes, and Dagan, grain. Three things are Chayav B'Trumot U'Ma'asrot Min De'Oraita. Wine / grapes, olives / olive oil, and grain. That's it, the five grains. Now that is Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam. Now that we don't have Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, you need all of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Now all Terumot Ma'asrot, even on those things, is only the Rabbanan. There's no posek that says that nowadays Terumot Ma'asrot is Min HaTorah. And therefore what? Terumot Ma'asrot Bizman Hazeh Mamash Min HaRabbanan. When it's the Rabbanan, we don't say Sapek Sfika Lachmir. The rule of Sapek Sfika, we don't apply to the Rabbanan. That's number one. Number two. Why is what?
Why is it
the Gemara learns it out of Pesukim. Yeah?
What's a Pesukim? It's not Pesukim of saying the Beit HaMikdash is standing or not standing.
Forget about Beit HaMikdash. We need Kol Yisrael Shurim and Admatam. We need Am Yisrael there. The Torah says, in last week's parasha by Chala, Bevo'achem el ha'aretz. When you come to the land, you need Bi'at Kulechem. You need all of Bi'at Kulam, below Bi'at Miktzatam, the Gemara says. Everybody needs to be there, not partially. Now, listen carefully. All of Am Yisrael, like it was in the times of Bayit Rishon. Now watch this. You might tell me though, there's another machloket over here. There is a. You want to say it's safek whether it's chayvin terumot ma'asot, correct? Over here, what's the chazaka of the fruits? Cheskat chiyuv or cheskat ptur from tevin? It's cheskat chiyuv, right? Because it was nitmareach in Eretz Yisrael. So you might say there's a machloket. The Shach says in Klalei Safek Sfeka, in Yoreh De'Asiman Kufiyod, he says that when there, even though we say Safek Drabbanan Lekula, that's only when there's no Cheskat Chiyuv. But if there's a Cheskat Chiyuv against the Safek, even by Dine Drabbanan, we'll be Mechayev based on the Safek. So over here, even though it's Safek Drabbanan, which will be Mekel, but at the end of the day, the fruits have Cheskat Chiyuv. So if the fruits have Cheskat Chiyuv, you have to be Mefrish Tunot Ma'asrot in order to get out the Cheskat Isur. Nevertheless, Maran Zichron Baruch says, we don't hold like the Shach, because the Pri Chadash, by the way, Ashkenazim will tell you, all of the laws of Safek Sfeka, they get from the Shach. The Shach is a whole Arichut in Siman Kufiyud. Almost every single one of the rules that the Shach brings down for Safek Sfekot, Poske Sfarad disagree with. Whether it's the Pri Chadash, Knesset Gdola, Eirech HaShulchan, many of those Klalim we disagree with. And the Pri Chadash says Meforash, that even when there's a Chizkat Isur on an Isur de Rabbanan, if there's a Safek on it, and especially like we said over here, there's multiple Sfekot, Bevadai sheyesh lehakel, Safek de Rabbanan lehakel. Now, not only that, Maran Zichron Baruch throws in a few more Sfekot into the mix. What was Safek number one? Safek number one was, perhaps, Halacha is Kedat Abach, Minchat Chinuch, Kesef Mishneh, and all the other poskim who say B'da'at Rambam, that even if it was Nitmareach in Eretz Yisrael, as long as it goes out, it's still patur. Now what's another one? There's another safek. Maybe, you know, many of the fruits that come to America, they grow in shtachim, they grow in areas of Eretz Yisrael that are patur mitrumot u'ma'asot to begin with. What are such places? The Gemara calls it, there were places, shekivashum ole mitzrayim velo kivashum ole bavig, which means Yehoshua conquered those places. But Ezra, when they came back for Bayit Sheni, they didn't conquer those places, and those places are patur mitrumot u'ma'asot. So how do you know? It's very hard to know where it came from. So you're going to track down where exactly it grew. It could have grown in a part of Eretz Yisrael that's patur mitrumot u'ma'asot anyways. That's another sefik. And even if you want to tell me that it grew in a part of Eretz Yisrael that was chayav mitrumot u'ma'asot.
Like the majority, no?
Huh?
Like majority of the fields?
There's another sefik. If it grew in the possession and it was nitmareach in the possession of a goy, it's also patur mitrumot u'ma'asot. So even if it says grown in Israel, grown in Palestine, whatever, you have no idea if it was grown under Jewish or non-Jewish ownership. Another sefik says, he says, maybe, even if it grew in, under Jewish ownership, in a part of it, it said that's chayav terumot ma'asrot, the Rabbanut in general, most fruits in Eretz Yisrael have terumot ma'asrot taken off. A majority of them, many of them do. So here, over here is another sefik. Maybe they already had terumot ma'asrot separated from it in Eretz Yisrael before it was shipped, which many times happens. So you have four mamash, four spekot le'akelim, even without the spekot. If a person says, I don't want to do it because I hold Kedat Maran and the Kesef Mishneh and the Rambam and the Bach, can a person do that? Bedin Rabbanan? 100%. You're going to tell a person that he's doing something wrong when he holds Kedat Rambam or when he holds Kedat Maran, you nuts? Sekedat. Maran is Sefer Torah. He's holding the Sefer Torah. Kshu Oseh Halacha. You can tell him he's doing something wrong. Lachim. Le'alacha al-ma'aseh. Says Maran Tichon Abracha. And not only that, I told you there's many. The Chazon Ish is Machmir. Rabbi Yashiv was Machmir. To take off, when it comes to Chutz La'aretz, to take off Trumot Ma'aseh. Many, many Ashkenazi poskim, they make it like this is a Ashkenazi Sephardi thing. But people have this weird notion that Sephardi halacha is mekem on everything, and Ashkenazi halacha is machmir on everything. Well, it depends what it is, but this, that's weird to say that here because the Minchat Chinuch was Ashkenazi, Rav Isser Zalman was Ashkenazi, who else? Rav Aaron Cutler was Ashkenazi, the Rav Yaakov Yisrael Fisher. The Dayan of the Badatz, Eda Haridi, a very good friend of Maran Zichron Bracha, who's also Mekel. Maran Zichron Bracha is Chozer Umekel, not only in Yabia Omer, but also in his Chazon Uvadia Trumot Ma'asot, which is a masterpiece that a lot of people, since it's not on one of the Moadim, and it's complicated, a lot of people shy away from it. It's a wonderful sefer. Mekel says, me, you want to take off Trumot Ma'asot? Tfaddam. You want to take it off? No, Bracha Vaday Shalom, because there's multiple sefekot. But if you don't want to take it off, you certainly, certainly, certainly have on whom to rely. And if you tell somebody that it's, if you put out a message, that I've seen these messages before, especially forwarded by Sfaradim and stuff like that, that it's asur to buy these fruits, v'zeh, zeh, rasha, sheposek, shelo ka'alacha.
Wow.
Like you said, the fruits are asur. The fruits are never asur. Just what? Even if it was a chiyuv, the fruits aren't asur. You just take off to motam asur. What are you saying? The fruits are asur. That's a weird, incorrect thing to say. Ta'ut ba'alacha. Gas libo ba'ora'a. Worst case scenario, you buy the fruits, you take off to Trumot Ma'asot.
How much is that?
Huh?
How much is Trumot Ma'asot?
There's
what's the process?
It's a process. You open up any, but most Sfardi Sidurim, you open up in Chazon Ovadia, Yechaveda, Ish Matzliach, Avodat Hashem. There's a seder over there, gives you a step by step procedure, protocol, how to take off to Trumot Ma'asot if you're chayav. No, it's not paskin alacha. It's telling you how to do it.
Can you assume it's demai? Is it?
It's most demai.
So why can you just do like the chazon ish, like take off?
Kifya nosach shenimtza biyadi. That's only shat adacha. If you hold it's really chayav b'tumot ma'asot, then you should take off. Aval mikol makom la'alacha, person wants to buy it, and b'ze shum isur ba'olam. Lo'od la'alacha, it's patur b'tumot ma'asot. Lachin, you have to know, sometimes, you ever heard of sensationalism? You know what that is? Sometimes in journalism or other things, people try to sensationalize. You see sometimes headlines that don't really portray the truth. They just try to catch you clickbait. So you have much better clickbait when you say, big isur, you know, alert, public service announcement, all the fruits in Costco are asur. Yeah, you have to know mamutar uma asur. When it's asur, what pasul it's asur. But it's to be mafsid, and sometimes these fruits are significantly. I know a place one time that was under a local ashgach, and they lost the ashgach because they were selling Israeli produce. Tipish. Anyway, but because they're more makpid about this thing that kimat rova poskim hold that there's no people to trumot ma'asrot, but on regular kosher and stuff like that, not so much. Let's be makpid on something that rova poskim or matir and say that there's no problem about it. Yeah? Olam hafuch ra'iti. Hashakol hafuch.
The whole problem is because Costco and all these are owned by non-Jews.
No.
Why Costco and all these?
I'm saying, I'm giving Costco as an example because Costco happens to import a lot of Israeli produce.
Wow, it's nice. So what if it was ever fresh? Also the same on halachot.
Same on halachot mechpatli.
Because we're saying that it's a Jewish owner, so maybe he would probably take off the masters and all this.
No. In Israel. You better believe that if the Israeli produce comes here to Israeli, to Jewish-owned stores, they ain't taking off Trumot Ma'asot. No, nobody here knows how to do it. Yeah, they have no clue.
So the whole chashash is in Israel itself.
That's the question is if it's mitchayev, and therefore la'alacha, zeh, lo lefachim.
In Eretz Yisrael itself, there are still a lot of sechot if you have or not, right?
In Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
No, not okay. In Eretz Yisrael, we're...
Not that it wasn't in the right field, it's owned by non-Jew.
It's true, but we still, usually in Eretz Yisrael, people buy, in general, fruits and vegetables with hashgacha. To tell me that, you know, even not all, but most of the, I don't know if you ever went to the fruits and the vegetables in the shuk, very shubach. You know, yeah. So they're very good. But most of the shops in the shuk, you'll see they have like a teuda on top. You know, this rabbanut, this badat, and it says ufreshu, trumot, umasrot, whatever. Usually that's what they do. Yeah. Sometimes you don't have to do that. You can buy regular fruits and vegetables in Eretz Yisrael without a teuda and then take off trumot, umasrot on your own. Without a bracha. Unless you know for, in general, if you buy fruits and vegetables in Eretz Yisrael, you never know for sure that it's tevil. Unless you grew it yourself. If you grew it yourself in Eretz Yisrael and you know it's tevil, so you can take off trumot, umasrot with a bracha. But in general, everything's demai because we assume maybe it got taken. We don't know. Okay, there's a bunch of sfekot, so you would take off without a bracha. Yeah.
A whole by Rishon or Chuma and Masro with the Deravan.
All right.
But not everyone came back.
Bayit Rishon?
Bayit Sheni.
You said Bayit Rishon. Bayit Sheni was the Deravan. Not only not everybody, 40,000 Jews came back from Bavin. That was it. Out of the millions and millions. And Zara Sofer came back with 40,000. So,
nowadays, if you go your own
everybody life. Else stayed in this one. You know, everybody. Where she runs. Yeah. Yeah. They're still there, right? Even when they're not there, even when they left, Esfahan spread to the rest of the world. Nahon? Yes. Nesfajahan.
I don't know. You know
okay.
More than me.
Yeah. Okay, Rabotel, let's say a word on the parasha, and then I'll let you go.